This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the show, we're going to be talking about the next Croswell Broadway show that's going to be coming up at the Croswell, and it's going to be Matilda. And so happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about that, the Assistant Director, Aaron Pfeiffer. Aaron, so good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Dale. We're excited to be here.
And we got the star of the show.
You do. You do.
Too. We have Elena Brazel.
Hello.
Hi.
I play Matilda.
You play Matilda.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about yourself and the character that you're going to be playing in the show. But first off, Aaron, this is going to be coming up real soon with the show.
Yeah, really soon. So we open Thursday, August 6th and run through the 16th. At the Croswell. It is the August slot of the Croswell's Broadway season. We do not have a show on Friday the 7th because the Croswell is actually celebrating its 160th year. We are Michigan's oldest theater and I think the third oldest in the entire United States. And we're celebrating our 160th birthday with a good old-fashioned family reunion on Friday the 7th where folks are coming back from, you know, the last 50 or 60 years of amazing Croswell entertainment to reunite on the streets of Adrian along with First Fridays. So we will not have a show on Friday, August 7th because of the family reunion, but you can catch us on the 6th or all the way through the 16th.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, for those who may not be too familiar with what the show Matilda is all about, can you give us a little bit of a synopsis, Aaron?
I sure can. Matilda was a book originally written by Roald Dahl, a famous author that you may know from such favorites as James and the Giant Peach or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka. So that sort of same thread that Roald Dahl weaves through his books, the challenge of good versus evil, child independence and creativity overcoming kind of those powers that be that might want to keep them in a small little box, using their imagination and creativity to solve problems in their world is a thread that you see through a lot of Roald Dahl books, and it's definitely present here in Matilda. Matilda is a wonderful score with lyrics by Tim Minchin, and the lyrics are really there's fun things that we notice every time we sing through, even after doing the show a couple times before. I notice fun little idiosyncrasies in the lyrics as we go here. But high energy, lots of great dancing. We have actors from all over Southeast Michigan and Northwest Ohio as a part of our cast this time.
Yeah.
And ages from 8 up until something 8, maybe in their mid-40s, perhaps.
Yeah.
So we have a wide range of folks being a part of Matilda, and it's a beautiful, heartfelt story about, like I said, that power of imagination and discovery and reading and all of those wonderful childhood powers that someone like Matilda does possess.
So this is something for the entire family.
The entire family, for sure. It definitely keeps it moving. It is a musical. We're running about 2 hours at this time. At the time of our recording here, we are still in the rehearsal process, but we're about a 2-hour runtime and with an intermission, very lively dance numbers every couple minutes. So folks will be definitely clapping along with us in the audience and probably wanting to get up on stage and join us.
It's that good.
It is that good. We love it. We love it. Speaking of the Croswell family, Brian Hisong, who is a Croswell alumni, has gone off to do wonderful things around the world with international tours of Broadway musicals and such. He's a hometown kid, and he came back to direct the show. So he's serving as the director. He and his family currently live in Maryland. He works at the U.S. Naval Academy. But coming home to Adrian for 160th year of the Croswell, and his wife Jody is serving as our choreographer, and the two of them are a dynamic pair. You might remember Jody's choreography from Croswell shows like Mary Poppins or Newsies over the last couple of years. So her dynamic energy of choreography and just the amazing skills that she teaches our cast is just phenomenal. So, yeah, her dancing and choreography is definitely going to be a star of the show.
Absolutely. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, for sure.
Well, let's talk to our star of the show, Elena Brazel. And you're from Holland, Ohio, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so not that far away.
Not that far, about 40 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is not your first time on the Croswell stage, is it?
Oh, no. I've done a few things at the Croswell. This will be my sixth Croswell show, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
My favorites have probably been Mary Poppins, Miracle on 34th Street, School of Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Like, such amazing shows, and some with Aaron Pfeiffer, some with Jody.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Reuniting some of our good friends, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So, playing Matilda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Congratulations in getting the role.
Oh, thank
for
you.
This, number one. And what are some of the things that you're having to do to prepare to portray Matilda?
Well, when I got the call to be in Matilda, it was like mid-March, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, Brian, the director, had emailed me the script so I could start practicing early, because Matilda actually has a lot of lines in the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I needed to practice before so I could really memorize, and would be so much easier when we came and started rehearsals on June 15th. So I could, like, put down my book and actually start, like, portraying my character. Mm-hmm. And also, before the show started, I had started with calling Brian from Maryland and mm-hmm. calling Aaron Pfeiffer sometimes to talk about my role and kind of, like, get a feel for what my character was going to be like, and helping me, like, learn the lines.
Yeah, so we did, like, some Zoom sessions and Google Meets where we kind of met virtually from across the different state lines and really helped her through things like dialect and accents and, you know, really working through the character a little bit. And for anybody who's done a musical or a show before, I mean, Elena's really downplaying it. Matilda has a ton of lines. She's basically on stage almost the entire show.
Yeah.
And Elena was off book, as we say. She had her lines memorized by the first rehearsal. So, kudos to her, because that has really inspired the whole cast to really follow in her footsteps. They're like, man, I got to catch up to Elena,
because
she has her act together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's really downplaying it a little bit, but it was a major feat that she put into her own personal rehearsal prior to starting our full rehearsals.
Yeah,
and I really feel like it's, like, not the lines is not only the hardest part. I feel like also, like, managing the emotions. Like, I'm trying to do, like, singing and acting and dancing, as well as I need to, like, feel my part and also learn my dialect and try not to, like, break character, especially when Jeff King, who plays Trunchbull, he is hilarious on stage, and sometimes it's hard because he's so funny that I just sometimes feel like I need a little giggle, but I need to, like, learn to keep my character in place so I don't, like, do that on stage.
So you don't break character, Elena?
Yeah, Jeff is forever doing a try not to laugh challenge to all of the especially the young actors,
the kids,
on stage.
Yeah.
He definitely gets right up in their face and really tries to train them to not laugh and to stay in character, because Trunchbull is this imposing character, for sure. So.
Which is a good thing, because, I mean, we had to practice beforehand because we can't just go on stage and do it the first time.
Yeah.
Right,
like, there
right.
needs to be extra, like, learning abilities and training.
Yeah.
So we can go on stage on opening night and even before opening night and do our best.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you kind of read my mind, Elena, when I was going to ask you was what are some of the challenges that you have in portraying Matilda, and you said a few of them is, number one, not to try to break character. But were there other little challenges that you had to overcome in portraying Matilda?
I feel like because she is actually a 5-year-old girl and not 13, she needs to act a little bit different, because as a 13-year-old, I feel like I know like more things on how to act, and she doesn't. She doesn't really explain the like or not explain. She doesn't understand the world yet.
Yeah.
And she doesn't understand that everything will be like super peachy and easy for her.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's smarter than most because of her parents. Her parents don't treat her well. Mr. Wormwood, Mrs. Wormwood, played by Ashley and Emma, they're also amazing. They are so like stern and mean to her, and they don't like her. And there's really no reason why, because she's really, really nice and
yeah.
she's smart. And I feel like she doesn't be like, even though she helps people out when they're struggling, she never gets any help.
Mm-hmm.
And when she treats everybody right, she doesn't get treated right as well.
Yeah. I can understand having tried to get yourself in that mindset of Matilda, too.
Yeah.
Being that she was much younger for that and having to portray that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I get the sense that you can do that flawlessly. I mean, you can do that with no problem.
She really does.
Elena.
Thank you.
She does a great job.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's really great. And being the fact that you've had so many other times of being on the Croswell stage, too, I think says a lot for your ability to be able to do this, too, Elena.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Erin, let's talk a little bit more about some of the cast members, too. We mentioned about some of them, but you got a pretty good cast
going
on.
We really do. So, Elena mentioned Jeff King is playing our Miss Trunchbull, which is a part that is just so, so funny. And you love to hate him is definitely what you can say about the Miss Trunchbull character. Becca Nowak is playing Miss Honey, which is,
amazing.
She is so amazing. She's the absolute amazing. Opposite of Trunchbull, just the kindest and sweetest. Our parents are being played by Emma and Ashley Fox, and
Emma Skaggs.
Thank you. I was like, blanking on her last name for a second. And you might remember Emma. She just played Louise in Gypsy summer, and she's amazing. And so there, we have a cast of amazingly talented dancers and singers and all sorts of, the kind-hearted librarian Lee Jewett is playing Mrs. Phelps, and she brings such a warmth as our local libraries do for everybody as a safe haven for Matilda in this show. So we're really very lucky to have assembled such an amazing cast of characters. Lamar and Katie actually play the acrobat and the escape artist, and you might expect the unexpected when it comes to the acrobat's performance in this show.
She does this cool thing which is called Lyra Hoop, and it's like, I don't want to spoil too much, but she's an actual like cool like
you'll,
acrobat.
And you'll
she
actually does some see cool some tricks. Acrobatic skills and tricks.
Yeah,
so Katie Giller has been training at Bird's Eye Circus out of Toledo.
Huh?
And so she is a trained Lyra Hoop artist in the circus arts. And so you'll see a bit of that on stage. Elena will be stepping into the next phase of rehearsal where she'll actually be taking flight this next week as we prepare for the show. So there will be some magic in that realm as well.
Incentive to go and
God, I just tell you, Dale, there's just going to be so much to see and so much to look at. Rehearsals are definitely so wonderful because you can watch someone different on stage each time and really find the joy in what they're doing and what they're bringing to the story, which is such a wonderful part of an ensemble cast that the Croswell often puts together. You know, we have amazing lead performers that really carry us through the story, but the ensemble is really the heart of it too, that just help that story to come alive. So we really hope that folks of all ages, maybe it's been a minute since you've been to the Croswell. I also work in Farver's, the restaurant and bar that's attached to the Croswell.
Yeah.
And so it's so nice to see folks who, may have visited the Croswell as a young person. Maybe they used to go to the movies there in the 50s and 60s, and they're bringing grandkids or great-grandkids back as their first time in the building. And it's to celebrate the Croswell's 160th birthday, no better way than to bring your family out for a great night or afternoon performance of Matilda. We really would love to see you there and know that you will have such an amazing time.
Absolutely, Erin. Yeah. You couldn't have said it better, both you and Elena. So it really behooves people to make sure they go and get their tickets
for
right
sure.
away.
Yeah. And one thing I do want to point out is that in the internet age that we are in, there is definitely a ton of scammers out there who want to take your money. So please call 517-264-SHOW and speak to either Ella or Kylie, who will be working at that box office desk for you. They'll be happy to walk you through the ticket purchasing process or purchase your tickets directly from croswell.org if you're interested in purchasing those yourself. They even have great packages for the remainder of the season, shows like Frozen and The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Come From Away, a wonderfully heartfelt September 11th story coming in September. So, you know, they will be happy to walk you through the process, but make sure you're purchasing your tickets right from the Croswell, because we would hate for folks to get scammed by one of those pirating sites.
Exactly. No, make sure you're doing it directly from croswell.org or calling 264-SHOW.
Yes. 517-264-SHOW.
Erin Pfeiffer, who is the assistant director of the show, and of course, Elena Brazil, he was playing Matilda.
Yes.
Thanks so much for being here on the program.
Thank you, Dale.
Yes, really appreciate it. And thanks for talking with us here today, too.
Well, thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.